My name is Frank Blunt. You are listening to Type Radio. Now we're talking.
Earhart worked a long time on Fleischmann. Fleischmann was an enormous production because first he enlarged photographs to an X height of a few centimeters. He made drawings at that size. These drawings were enlarged to 10 centimeters X height, nay, capital height, and then manually digitized in the ICRA system, mainly at DTL, but also by Earhart himself, and also a small part at UAW. And then all the contours were cleaned on the screen because the conversion at that moment from Icarus to Bezier was not perfect. And it was an enormous project, and at some point Earhart wanted to make a new typeface, something completely different. And he started to work on Procyon, in this case there was not a real Dutch connection except for the fact that Earhart worked already for DTL. So for me it was no problem, and it took a long time to develop Procyon because I was not convinced about a lot of details, so it's taken a lot of time before it had the quality I wanted to have. And now we are going to release Antares, which is a version with Cerus, which will work very nicely with, also made by Earhart, with Procyon, which is also very modern. So perhaps other people will say, I would not expect this in the DTL type library.
But do you still use Icarus as a
yes,
a
lot.
Program?
Yes, a lot. And we have developed Icarus Master as a new version. And we still make a lot of drawings, and I still believe in making drawings as a starting point for type design. So Earhart still makes drawings, I still make drawings. And for instance, Dorian has been completely first. Elmo Verslingeland made all the drawings on the small point size and small size, and internally working drawings were made at a capital height of 10 centimeters and manually digitized. We still do this.
So the handwork is still very important.
Yes, very important.
It's not been made abundant by digital techniques. And
it is when you get a better result. So I don't care how you make it, with a few exceptions. First of all, you should never touch outlines from another designer. That's the lowest you can go. Mm-hmm. I really dislike this completely.
How do you feel when there are also speakers here at A-Type High that...
I don't like it, and people know that I don't like it. It's not a secret. And for me, it's not type design, because you recognize a type designer by all kinds of stylistic things, including the proportions, and you immediately recognize a typeface that has been made on the proportions of another typeface, which is, for me, is too easy, and also means that you have not enough to say. And otherwise, you will be more patient, and you will develop your own hand. I've made a lot of typefaces before I released Documenta, which I will never release because they were not good enough. But I was developing my hand, and at some point I said, okay, this is really my hand, and now I will release the typeface.
Do you think everybody should not release their first tries at font design or type design?
No, again, I will finish the thing.
Oh, I'm sorry,
I wanted to say that the only thing that counts at the end is the quality of the production. So we also do, sometimes we make things directly on the screen. And first of all, what counts is the result. And second, from a font production point of view, how you can do this in the most economical way. But this must be in balance. And when it's a better way to start with a drawing, analog drawing, and to manually digitize this, you should do this when you have the idea that you can do this directly on the screen. You should do this. But for instance, Fleischmann, every serif is different on purpose. And we could only get this result by doing this in Icarus, because otherwise would have been difficult to have this very small differences. It's the same with Van der Keer. We produce it the same way. So it depends on what you are producing. And in case of revivals, in most cases, I prefer also with Vel to do this first with drawings and then manually digitize these. But it's not a religion, and it's the same. We are producing Fontmaster, but I really don't care what my students are using. So I'm telling something about Fontmaster, but the only thing that counts is the result. So if they can do this in Fontographer or in FontLab or whatever other program, it's fine. If it works for them, it works.
Well, you're not there to endorse your product. I mean, there are, yeah, I mean, in that.
As a lecturer?
Yeah.
No, not at all. But as I also said at the Titec Forum and before, Fontmaster has been made for internal use. And we're not depending on the sales. So if we sell it, it's nice. And if we don't sell it, it's also okay because we still use it internally. And we sell it actually. But my task as a lecturer is not to promote my own software. Also, my task as a lecturer is not to promote my own ideas. I try to look at their work, I try to understand what they want to do, and I try to help them within these borders. And that's my only task. When they would make the same as I do or would have the same ideas, at the end something went wrong because it's impossible. I have different ideas than Gerrit Noordzij, and I said he's one of the people I admire, but we don't speak for many years with each other anymore because we have complete different ideas and we're no friends. But I think this is a normal thing.
Is there something you really hate? An aspect of type design you really hate?
No, to be honest, and not every day is perfect, and you have also to do a lot of work which is sometimes boring and tiresome. But that's normal. That's life. But I really mean it. I don't hate things, and I'm enjoying life. And this morning I was sightseeing in Helsinki, and I thought, or I realized that I was in a perfect situation. I'm having a wonderful and doing wonderful work what I like. Let's say this way, that I like, and I see parts of the world this way. And I was here before actually, but also because of the ADAPI conferences, I've been at places where I will not go directly, I think, for another reason. I'm happy.
Mm. It didn't start raining probably when you were there this morning.
No, I was lucky because when I started walking, it was very, the weather was bright and it was sunny, and at the end all the clouds came, but then I was in the hotel again.
So you picked the perfect time.
I picked the perfect time. I'm a lucky guy. I'm always quite lucky with this kind of things. Mm. Because that's perhaps interesting. We're quite successful with DTL, and people ask me quite often, also here, how I did it, but you have to work hard, and you have to do a lot, but you have also to be lucky. And we had the right typefaces at the right moment, especially when there was a lot of money at the end of the 90s and early 2000, and companies were printing their own money. We earned so much that, and this was luck.
Nothing to do with type, but you mentioned that you had a radio station also.
Oh, a long time ago, yeah. Only playing pop music. And it was also very illegal, and it was a lot of fun.
And you started, was that with a group of friends, or
yes.
were you on your,
yeah? Yes.
And what age were you?
16, 17 years old.
Were you on a boat?
No. We were actually moving because the Dutch telephone company tried to track pirates, and so we were always moving with the stuff.
Must have been exciting.
It was exciting. It was a lot of fun, and I don't know if we had a lot of listeners, but it was a lot of fun.
And you never got caught?
No. Yeah. No.
And there's your luck again.
Yeah, but you're also smart enough to prevent this. So.
And you. Now you're friends? Do you ever meet up? Do you play? Yeah. Do you have recordings?
You mean the same friends as...
Yeah. No. Do you ever try it again? Would you try it again?
No, I don't see these people anymore.
Okay.
Which I also think is a normal thing. You should not try to keep friends. Your life goes on, their life goes on. You change, they change, and you go your separate way, and which is normal. So you get new friends, friends in the trade. I have very good friends, for instance, at UAW in Germany, and the main programmer of DTL Fondmaster, he knows a lot of good wines, and there's a lot of good wines in his cellar. So.
That helps being a friend.
Yeah, and it also helps to discuss the development of Fondmaster.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Typeradio.org, broadcasting from Helsinki, Itaipai 2005.